The state of Delaware will now allow physician-assisted suicide and is among only a handful of states to do so. WHYY's Sarah Mueller reports from the Delaware desk.
Delaware Governor Matt Meyer signed a bill that would allow a terminally ill person to request and ingest medication to end their lives. Patients must have fewer than 6 months to live. It's designed with safeguards, such as requiring two doctors to certify the patient is mentally fit, making an informed decision, and acting voluntarily. It includes waiting periods and a physician opt-out provision. Opponents have voiced concerns that legalizing medical aid in dying could be a slippery slope, expanding to people with non-terminal conditions and psychiatric illnesses. Similar legislation was vetoed last year by former Governor John Carney. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
The Bucks County Sheriff's Office is at odds with county commissioners over an agreement with ICE. Bucks commissioners have passed a resolution declaring the sheriff's office does not have the power to enter into a contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement without the commissioner's approval. ICE approved a 287G agreement with the sheriff's office last week. Under 287G, local authorities work with ICE to enforce immigration law. Commissioner Bob Harvey says the resolution is designed to shield the county from liability.
We really just today are trying to reaffirm something that Sheriff Herron's attorneys are disputing. They think he has the authority to enter into this all by himself and that he can just charge full steam ahead. We are pretty certain that he does not have that. This was just reaffirming the fact that we are the only ones who can make this decision.
An attorney for Sheriff Fred Herron says the sheriff has full authority under federal law to sign an agreement with the federal agency.